Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. I'm Joseph Carl, Chief Investment Strategist with Provenance Wealth Advisors. I'm here with my co-host, Shane Phillips. And just a reminder before we get started that today's episode, along with all episodes, is brought to you by Provenance Wealth Advisors, a financial planning and wealth management firm located here in sunny South Florida. Seems like there's a lot going on these days, from the recent attacks in Israel, potential government shutdown, resumption of student loan payments, continuing conflict in Ukraine.
We also have an election next year. Bond yields have been rising. Stock markets, while having a decent year in 2023, are effectively down for the last 2 years. And bonds, which are typically stable, are on their way for a third year of negative returns, which would be the first time in 40 years.
It can be a lot to process, and on some levels, it may be one of the more uncertain times that we've seen since the pandemic, especially when it comes to trying to put together a financial plan or investment strategy. So we thought we'd try and lay things out in a way that's helpful for all of you. First, let's start off with that even though that there seems to be a fair amount of negativity, the U.S. economy has been relatively strong. We got a recent GDP report where the U.S. economy grew at 4.8%, well above expectations.
And a big reason for that has been the strength of the U.S. labor market. The most recent jobs report showed that the U.S. economy added 336,000 jobs, almost double expectations. And we've mentioned this in the past a lot, but the U.S. economy is roughly 70% consumer spending. So if the U.S. labor market is strong, it helps the economy navigate some of these challenges we are facing.
Well, this is great. One of the challenges, though, that we've seen in recent years is trade tensions. And what started out between the United States and China has broadened out a bit. This combination of trade tensions with a strong job market are likely to keep inflation a bit elevated in the months and maybe years to come.
And this has had a spillover effect into bond yields, which have moved significantly in the past few weeks. For perspective, the yield on the 10-year Treasury jumped from around 3.5% a couple of months ago and touched 5% briefly. This is also causing some volatility in the stock markets, as higher bond yields put pressure on stocks.
So let's shift gears for a moment and shift to the geopolitical climate. It's almost impossible to say with certainty what may come from the current conflict in the Middle East. It's just too soon to tell.
But if we assume for a moment that the conflict remains contained to the region, there likely will not be a major impact on the U.S. economy, at least yet. Maybe an impact on energy markets, but not a broader conflict. Again, at least yet. Something to keep an eye on.
But it is having an impact on U.S. politics. There's been a little chaos with Republicans here recently trying to find a Speaker of the House. And there's a group of Republicans that believe we should not package aid for Israel and Ukraine together and feel that we should no longer support Ukraine.
This is setting up for a rather contentious election in 2024. Not only do we have the presidential election, but we also have 33 seats up for grab in the Senate, 10 currently held by Republicans and 20 held by Democrats, and the entire House of 435 seats is up for grabs as well. With how close the last presidential election was and the recent upset in the midterms by the Democrats, 2024 is sure to be interesting.
So how do we put all of this together from an investment strategy perspective? So much to consider, so many possibilities, where should we start? Well, the first takeaway is that many of the things we just mentioned are out of our control. We may be able to make a good prediction, but there are so many possibilities with significant dispersion in the outcomes. So what to do? The idea here is to focus on you, yourself, your objectives. Focus on what you can control. And the first place that we'd recommend to start is your time horizon.
We're starting here for a couple of reasons. First, short-term predictions in the stock market are very, very difficult. And for the first time in a long time, you have some pretty attractive yields on cash. So if you're expecting to need this pool of money in, let's say, 1, 2, or maybe even 3 years, short-term bonds or other forms of cash management are very attractive.
If you don't really have a need short-term, focus on what you're trying to accomplish. Are you really trying to grow your wealth, or are you trying to produce income? For those of you who are close to or in retirement, you can really deliver some attractive cash flows given how much bond yields have moved higher.
If you're younger, stick to your long-term plan. If that is stocks, then continue to add to your stock portfolio. Also, stocks have really gone up and down in recent years, but haven't really gone anywhere in the past 2 years. Despite all of this uncertainty, if you believe in stocks, then this is a good time to add to your long-term exposure.
And really quick, we just want to reiterate, don't try and time it. If you time it and end up timing it well, chances are you were lucky. It wasn't skill. Shane and I do this for a living, and we can confirm it's almost impossible to time perfectly.
But what else can you do? How about something called tax loss harvesting? Markets have been a little volatile as of late. While the S&P 500 is up for the year, most of those gains have been driven by 7 or 8 stocks, and equities have sold off here in the past couple of months. Bonds are also down. This gives you an opportunity to fine-tune your portfolio and make some tweaks by selling positions that are at a loss.
And the benefits of doing this can really add up. For example, you can use up to $3,000 of gains realized in a given year to offset current income, so long as you don't have gains you're offsetting. And if you harvest more than $3,000, you can carry forward those losses into future years. So we know the world seems a bit hectic right now, and the easy thing to do is let this paralyze you and do nothing. But the point we want to get across in this episode is to focus on you, focus on the things you can control, and by focusing on your goals and objectives, this will allow you to help make better decisions today that can have a really big impact down the road. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@provwealth.com or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Securities are offered through PWA Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but PWA or PWA Securities does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy. Selected diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Vesting involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Provenance Wealth Advisors or PWA Securities do not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professionals. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.